The ongoing Israeli strikes in the Gaza Strip are putting one particular group of Israelis in an uncomfortable position. I'm talking about Israeli Arabs, many of whom have ties to Palestinians in Gaza. Here's more on that from reporter Rebecca Collard in Tel Aviv.
As sirens ring in the mixed Jewish-Arab neighborhood of Jaffa in South Tel Aviv, Mahmoud Abu Arishi rails against Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip.
Stand here against the massacres that Israel are doing in Gaza. Most of them are civilians killed in Gaza, and we are here asking Israel to stop bombing Gaza.
Mahmoud stands amid a sea of Palestinian flags and kafir-wearing protesters. But like most at this demonstration, he's an Israeli citizen. In Arabic, the 1.5 million Israelis of Arab descent are called Arab Temeni wa Arba'in, or Arabs of 48. That's the year Israel was created, and Palestinians that stayed, those that weren't driven out and didn't flee, eventually became citizens of the Jewish state. Many feel a national kinship with other Palestinians under Israeli occupation. Some have family in Gaza and the West Bank.
Palestinian 48, Arab 48 are Palestinians. They know this and they totally support people in Gaza, civilian in Gaza who are bombed now.
In times like these, times of rockets and airstrikes, this community is put in a complicated position. Even if they feel solidarity with Gaza, they huddle in bomb shelters along with Jewish Israelis.
Since the war of 1948, this minority is living in a very complicated situation where we are living in a state and its biggest enemy is our people. There are wars and our state is killing our people.
Sami Abu Shahadi is a leading member of Balad, a primarily Arab party in the Israeli Knesset. In times of tension, Palestinian citizens are viewed with increased suspicion by the Israeli state. More than 100 have been detained inside Israel since the hostilities kicked off on July 3rd. Sami says Israelis refuse to understand the kingship that people like him, Arab Israelis who live in predominantly Arab towns, feel with the people Israel is now attacking.
The vast majority of the Arab Palestinians who were living in Jaffa, they were expelled. Big part of them were expelled to Gaza. So when the state is attacking Gaza, they are killing our families. And for us, this is not just the national identity and the national bonds that we have with the Palestinians in Gaza. And we have also family and relationships.
Like many here, Sami hasn't seen his relatives in years. They are unable to leave the Gaza Strip, and as an Israeli citizen, it's almost impossible for him to enter. Najam Attar is watching Al-Aqsa TV, Hamas's channel, in her small apartment in Jaffa with her husband. The channel is like a propaganda arm for the group, and shows Hamas fighters firing rockets and training in the Gaza Strip. She says she also watches Hebrew channels, Israeli TV. She shakes her head at the news of more dead in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to stay in power, she tells me. So that's why he's hitting Gaza now. But Najah admits Hamas and Israel share the responsibility for this latest conflict, which continues to escalate. For Palestinians with Israeli citizenship, there is little they can do. As their state continues to strike their people, they continue to navigate a complex identity amid an even more complex political reality. For the world, I'm Rebecca Collard, Jaffa, Tel Aviv.